Good afternoon and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. This week's commentary is entitled, When It's Over. Dated is 11th day of August of the year 2017. And I quote, I was walking along to see a man on the street with wild eyes. His hair was long and tangled, his clothes were torn, a sight to our surprise. He's preaching of the changes that's soon to come to all through his prophecies. It's coming soon, he tells us. There's nothing we can do. It's destiny. When it's over, he tried to tell us what would happen then. When it's over, we'd all be left alone without a friend. When it's over, look out now. It's going to happen soon. When it's over. He seems to be through now. The crowd that had gathered walks away. The looks on their faces seem to show that they listened to his play. The thoughts that he echoed made us all look at what we've become. And just maybe there's something about what he said and what's got to be done. When it's over, he tried to tell us what would happen then. When it's over, we'd all be left alone without a friend. When it's over, look out now, it's going to happen soon. When it's over. End quote. I wrote these lyrics back in the late 1980s. We had reformed Red Eye, a former early 70 days, and recorded an album, of which this song, When It's Over, was a part. As some of you already know, I got caught up in Bible prophecy in the late 70s, and these lyrics were obviously an offshoot of that passion. Anyway, what I want you to notice in this last verse where it says, the looks on their faces seem to show that they listened to his play. Now the point? People back then were still paying attention to Bible prophecy. In fact, there seemed to be a desire among many to seek it out as the world was starting its obvious acceleration into darker days ahead. Even many churches back then were still teaching of prophecy as a regular part of their messages. Now let's fast forward some 30 years to now. And we are seeing an entirely different spiritual landscape. In fact, Bible prophecy has become, for the most part, a thing of the past. People just don't want to hear it anymore. And why? Surveys and polls show that the subject makes them feel uneasy and uncomfortable. And what's really sad, most all now feel that it is completely outdated. Wow. And even more tragic fact is the fact that over 90% of today's churches have all but eliminated prophecy, which happens to be just one-third of the entire Bible. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10, say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Wow, that's pretty plain. Now, what I've discovered in general conversation with various pastors and church leaders from the many different denominations is that most now feel that prophecy is just too controversial and it's much easier to avoid it. In addition to that, they also say that it chases people away because it makes them feel nervous, primarily because it speaks of so much judgment. Again, wow. Heaven forbid if there may be consequences to the way we may be living. One more fact worth mentioning is that the cemeteries, I mean seminaries, are not teaching prophecy anymore. The one classic example of this is when a young pastor in the not-too-distant past asked if I had any notes on the seven churches of Revelations chapters 2 and 3. He said he wanted to do a brief teaching on this, but had received virtually no prophetic instruction during his time in seminary. The sad truth here is that the fact is that this young leader was in charge of a pretty large congregation of people and received virtually no instruction on a huge part of the Holy Scriptures. Now, in these days of Noah, which we see in Matthew chapter 24, verses 37, 8, and 9, we are witnessing this truth full force. People are going about their lives choosing to be oblivious to the truths of what Bible prophecy foretold. The world is utterly falling apart and people are ignoring it. A third wow. The prophet Daniel, I love this guy, he foretold in his chapter 12, verse 4, and I quote, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end, Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Boy, that sounds exactly like today's world, doesn't it? People are running, scrambling, never stopping for anything to even breathe. And of course, knowledge is certainly increasing just exponentially by the moment. And this was written 2,500 years ago. Now, the prophet Amos said this about these days, and I quote, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." It's chapter 8, verse 11. Isn't this also the truth today? Both the masses and the vast majority of church leaders are ignoring the truth of the prophets. Think this has anything to do with what is happening in the world today? Why the darkness is increasing exponentially by the moment? Simple proof of this fact is the history of Israel. Just look at it. Every time they turned their backs on God, we saw what happened to them. Destruction of their entire society and their nation. Are we exempt? I think not. Now here's the simple truth. We are seeing our society coming apart at the seams. We are seeing an epidemic of suicides and drug use of which we have never witnessed before. Hatred and division is at an all-time high. And why? Because our God has been removed from our midst as a nation. And the few of us, the remnant, that hangs on to the truths of God's teachings are now considered the haters and the cause of all the world's ills. Wow, a fourth wow. The evil roaring lion of 1 Peter 5:8 is running at full speed, devouring the unaware masses that leave themselves vulnerable to his ways. And this is utterly tragic. In closing, I do know that Bible prophecy can be difficult at times because it doesn't always paint a rosy picture of what is coming upon this world right now. But isn't that reality? Don't we realize that, yes, there are consequences for bad choices? Both good and evil do exist. Wouldn't one want to know how to recognize the evil and then use the good to defeat it? Wow. Bible prophecy, if given even half a chance, can bring hope to many of you in this increasingly hopeless world. Just look at what the Apostle Peter tells us. And I quote him, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." It's 1 Peter 1:19. This is simple. The truth is, prophecy, when understanding it, brings light and hope. We don't have to live in darkness. Just remember, there is hope for each and every one of you. All you have to do is turn your face to the one and only thing that can bring you this hope, and that's Jesus Christ our Lord. All his prophets and watchmen are trying to do is ring the alarm bell to tell as many as possible that time is very, very short and that we must get our spiritual houses in order before it's too late. And the good thing, there is still time. Hallelujah. Until next time, this is Rhett.